This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A pair of for-profit colleges in the Chicago area have abruptly shut down. The closures leave students at even lower odds of graduating. My colleague Lisa Corian-Phillip reports Northwestern College in Oak Lawn and the American Academy of Art College in The Loop closed their doors for good this past week, citing financial struggles. Both were enrolling a fraction of the students they were a decade ago. Research done by two national higher education groups shows students who were attending these schools are now 50% less likely to finish their degrees. The nonprofit called Heal Palestine is working to bring Gazan children to Chicago and other U.S. cities for serious medical care. My colleague Adora Namigade reports the organization just yesterday brought 7-year-old Bara to Chicago. Bara, his mother, and sister are staying with a local family during his surgery and recovery for a partially amputated leg and injured arm. Heal Palestine director Steve Zosby says there are more severely injured kids waiting to come to the U.S.
Ultimately, we have around 15 kids who've been accepted by American hospitals, but we cannot get them out. Some of them are in Egypt, so they can travel. We're just waiting for the visas. And then many of them are in Gaza, and we have to find a way to get them out as quickly as possible.
Bara is the second child the organization has in Chicago right now. The NASCAR street race in Chicago was delayed over the weekend for a second year because of storms. Randall Burnett is a crew chief for NASCAR driver Kyle Busch and says the motorsports company was able to improve the event's logistics despite the rain.
The track was better prepared. The events was better prepared. The people, the traffic of the people, the flow of the fans, and everybody kind of knew where to go and how to get people there and this, that, and the other.
Burnett says he and his team enjoy the unique challenges of a city street race, and they hope to see a future for NASCAR in Chicago. The race over the weekend marked the second year of a 3-year agreement between NASCAR and the city of Chicago to hold that event downtown. And gardeners, beware. It is jumping worm season. Invasive worms are likely to begin turning up in your garden beds. They're going to make a mess. My colleague Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco reports jumping worms look like regular worms, but they have narrow whitish rings near their head, and they thrash around in an S shape to get around. They're a headache. Here's Jamie Weibach, a horticulturalist with the University of Illinois Extension.
They live around the surface of the soil in the leaf litter, in the compost, in the top couple inches of the soil. They eat voraciously and can really quickly deplete the soil of nutrients.
That makes it hard for flowers to grow and thrive. Weibach says if a jumping worm turns up in your garden, you should pick it up, put it in a plastic bag, and then let the sun fry it. That's so gross. Weather, partly sunny, a very warm day, high in the upper 80s, and then cloudy tonight, maybe a few scattered showers, a low near 70. And Tuesday, cloudy with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon, a high in the low 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.